Republican leaders of both the Assembly and Senate say they want constitutional limits on taxes, which could only go up if voters say so in a referendum. But there's disagreement whether the legislature should take up the issue now or later. There are several different plans in the works on exactly how to limit spending, and Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer says there's also debate over who those spending limits should apply to.
There are some people that would look to apply this just to the state side, and there are some people that would look to include local governments. And until you get agreement on that, you really can't get to a solution that involves 50 votes in the Assembly and 17 in the Senate.
Panzer says lawmakers plan to take up tax limits in January. That gives majority lawmakers time to find consensus on what supporters call the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. Most Democrats and local government leaders say they'd like the proposal to die. But Democrat Minority Leader John Erpenbach says delay is good, too.
It's something that sounds real good, but in the end would be fairly devastating to just about every aspect of local and state government, simply because we are taking tax policy and putting it in the Constitution, which is the last place tax policy belongs.
Even though the vote on tax limits won't occur until after this fall's elections, Republican leaders say it will be a campaign issue. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.